You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Life in Thunderbird Radio Hell, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Thanks for tuning in on a Thursday night. Rainy Thursday night. I'm going to start off the show with some music from a local band who is going to be playing a bunch of shows this weekend to celebrate the release of their new record last week. The band is called Alune. The record is called Disparity. And they're playing tomorrow night, not tomorrow night, Saturday night at Green Auto. Saturday at Green Auto with Mary and Hillsborough. And also on Sunday, we'll be playing in Victoria at Capitol Ballroom. So I'm going to play a track from the band Alune. The song I'm going to play is called I Feel Like I Am Pretending. The album is called Disparity on 101.9 FM.
Tearing us in two. pace around the room and wonder what to do. Take it farther than you need to. Like a liar, I'm not sleeping once again. But it's fine, just say that it's alright and I'm your friend. Time to do the thing we're not supposed to do. So I meet you in the bathroom. Tells me that she wants to be a kid again. Yeah, it's all you know, it's all you know, it's all you know. I don't care.
Doxa Documentary Film Festival returns May 2nd to 12th, 2024. Audiences of all ages are invited to 10 days of curiosity and critical thought in film. For 22 years, Doxa continues to present both short and feature films from across Canada and the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. This year, Doxa is once again returning to local theaters in Vancouver and will feature live discussions, workshops, and other industry networking events with filmmakers. Visit doxafestival.ca for tickets, and we hope to see you there. Are you someone in recovery? Someone struggling with addiction or disordered eating? Or are you simply curious to explore your relationship to alcohol, drugs, and other types of addictive behaviors? The UBC Student Recovery Community is a safe space to connect with others. The SRC provides many types of support, such as drop-in hours, recovery meetings, one-on-one support, and even has a dedicated recovery lounge. The SRC supports all pathways of recovery, from harm reduction to abstinence and everything in between. You can learn more at recovery_UBC on Instagram, and you can also contact the community at src.recovery@ubc.ca. Remember, you're not alone.
The band is called Freak Dreams. They were supposed to play on this program live in a studio last Thursday. Unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances, they did not manage to perform on the show. We are working with the band to try to get them back in the studio, meaning this station, to play a live set for you very shortly, very soon. So stay tuned for an update on that in the upcoming future shows. But if you do want to see Freak Dreams and you're available on Saturday, they are playing at the Red Gate as part of the Music Waste Fundraiser show. They're raising funds for the upcoming Music Waste that's happening in June of this year. Also playing that night, this Saturday, at this fundraiser for Music Waste is the band Doozy and New Metz, which I played a song from just before Freak Dreams. I played a song from New Metz called Had to Go off a double 7-inch. It's not really a 7-inch, but like a 2-song thing they put out called Had to Go Far Away, 2 songs on that record that came out in September. Also played a band called Muskrat Meadows. They're from Vancouver. I played a song called The River off a record that they released in September, which is self-titled, so it's called Muskrat Meadows. I've actually never heard of the band before, but they also playing this Saturday night at the Red Gate as part of the fundraiser for Music Waste. So a lot of stuff happening on Saturday, because I was telling you at the beginning of the set that La Lune is playing basically a record release party. It is a record release party at the Green Auto on Saturday as well, along with Mary and Hillsboro. I played a song from Hillsboro after the song that I played from La Lune. I played a song called I Don't Care Because You Do. That's the song from Hillsboro. Hillsboro is a band from Victoria, BC. They are, the record came out in September as well. And they are also playing that same show with La Lune happening in Victoria on Sunday as well at Capitol Ballroom. The song I play from La Lune is called I Feel Like I'm Pretending. This album is called Disparity. That came out last week. Brand new record from them. And that's what happened in that set. Pretty long set. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Live from Thunderbird. Radio Hell is the program. No live band for you tonight. However, I will be playing more music for you until, I don't know when, for quite a while, for a little bit more anyways. If you were thinking there's not enough happening on Saturday, there's actually even more stuff happening. If you think maybe Vancouver is too far and you're out east in the Fraser Valley, there is a show happening in Abbotsford. The Sylvia Platters, friends of the show, played on this program a few times, is playing a show on Saturday in Abbotsford at the Banquet Room. They are releasing a record tomorrow called Vivian Alexa, and the record release party is in Abbotsford at the Banquet Room. I don't know anything about that. I've been to Abbotsford like 5 times, but they're playing with Hollow Twin and Vancouver's Devourers, so that should be a fun show if you're out in that direction. For all my listeners in Chilliwack, they'll be nice and close for you. So I'm going to play a song from the brand new record from Sylvia Platters that's coming out in 3 hours' time. It is called Creased Sneaker. The record is Vivian Elixir. Sylvia Platters on CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca.
11 a.m. every Wednesday, tune in to CITR 101.9 FM for Radio Arts by Danny Gall, a series featuring artworks made especially for radio broadcast, presented by the Belkin Gallery at UBC and the Polygon Gallery at the Lonsdale Quay, in tandem with two exhibitions of major works by the artist. Composed of a vast archive of sound documents, these broadcasts invite us as embodied listeners to consider the relationship of political events to acoustic events. They can be understood as both historical documents and musical compositions in the tradition of music concrete. As the transmission unfolds, we hear a full spectrum of Gall's approach to making art for radio. from selected episodes of Different Time, Different Pitch, Different Place, commissioned by Documenta 14 in 2017, to the two-part radio play entitled Vertiginous, commissioned in 2023 for the podcast series Uncertain Groundlessness, Navigating Dizziness Together.
I'm at Skype.
Bienvenido.
Una ti.
Yektunal Tah Titan.
You are invited to volunteer for Swissessism Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself. Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm, or visit the Swissessism Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
It is a very new song from the duo calling themselves The Giving Shapes. The song is called What a World. The record is called Earth Rings Like a Bell. That was released back in December of this year. The Giving Shapes are from Vancouver. They are a collaborative project between harpists and vocalists. Elisa Thorne, and pianist, vocalist Robin Jacob, that formed in the fall of 2017 at the Banff Center for the Arts. You might know Robin Jacob from the band Only a Visitor, which is on Mint Records. I played on this show at least a few times. So yeah, friends of the show. And Robin used to have a show on CITR back in the days. I don't think she has one now, but yeah, Giving Shapes with a song called Earth Rings. So with a song called What a Worlds. And the song is called Earth Rings Like a Bell. And they have a show that is coming up in May. The venue changed a few times, so I'm kind of not entirely sure where it is anymore. But you can do a search on the website. So let's see. It's on May 6th, Giving Shapes album release with Amanda Sum and Tanya Ilya, I'm butchering names, at the Hargrove, which is on 150 East 3rd, back alleyway, doors at 7:30, music at 8 o'clock. So that's May 4th with the band, The Giving Shapes. If you like what you hear, want to check it out, should be pretty wonderful with harps and piano. What else did I play in that set? I played some Kidnap Kids. That's an old one. Well, the band hasn't been around for quite a while. That song came out in 2009. The song's called 1, 2, 3. The record is You Would Run from Rat Boy Grave, Kidnap Kids. One of the members of Kidnap Kids is Selena Kurtz, and also now known as Future Star. Future Star is going to be, well, is already a member of Mint Records. A new record from Future Star going to be released in July. It's going to be on Mint Records. It's called It's About Time. I played a song from that soon to be released record. The song I played was called This Is the Part That's Hard to Explain. Future Star, new record on Mint Records, new record on Mint Records. Also, Future Star will be playing on live in studio on July something, something, something. It's a bit, it's booked in advance and it's a bit far advance. I don't have that date. July 4th, which is, yeah, the day, one day before the record comes out. So, Future Star live on Thunderbird Radio Hell in a few months' time. So yeah, tune in to that show. Don't turn off. Yeah, just listen until that show happens. What else did I play in that set? I played some Hollow Twin with a song called Dancing with the Devil off a record called Dancing with Matches. Hollow Twin is from Vancouver. They are Becky Wolsk on hopefully I say that right, on vocals, and key member Alex Smith on guitar, drums, vocals, and Carl Schick on some bass and guitar. There's other people playing on the record, at least. And however, what am I saying? However isn't the right word. But Alex Smith, you might know him from, he played on the show a few times. The last time he played here was with the band Lones, I believe. Played on the show many times, many different projects here and there. So Hollow Twin is playing in Abbotsford with Devourers, which I also play in that set, and Sylvia Platters in Abbotsford at a place called the Banquet Room, I believe, on Saturday. This is why it's how this set all got together. Devourers, I played a song called 10 Things I Crave About You from Homecoming Queen that came out 2 years ago, a year but and a bit ago. Sylvia Platter's brand new record being released in like 2 hours' time, released tomorrow. Creased Sneakers, a song I played. The record is called Vivian Elixir. See the release party at the Banquet Room in Abbotsford. I think it's I don't know what it is. It's you can probably figure it out. If you're from Abbotsford, it's probably like the most popular venue or just a giant sign that says Banquet Room. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell is the program. Continuing on with a bit more music, this is from Montreal, Quebec. Jane Penny is from the band Tops, more famously from the band Tops from Montreal. New solo project, debut EP that just came out a few weeks ago, early April. The record is called Surfacing. I'm going to play a song from that record called Beautiful Ordinary. This is James Penny. The record is Surfacing on Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM. Oh yeah, 11 o'clock is copy and paste. Stay tuned for that. But right now, stay tuned for Jane Penny.
Yeah. Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR. Yeah.
Applications for Music BC's ARC Artist Development Program are officially open from now until April 26th. Don't miss your opportunity to be one of 15 BC artists to accelerate your music career with this incredible opportunity. The ARC program highlights, nurtures, and sends into orbit the exciting, diverse voices that beat in BC. This multi-stage program will advance the business, creative, and technical skills of recording artists to help them build sustainable careers in the music industry, both at home and abroad. Led by a faculty of music industry professionals, participants will benefit from decades of experience and success within the music business. Apply now at arcprogrambc.com and take the next step in your musical journey.
Harmonic hooligans, we're gonna be your three little music friends. Every second Thursday at 2 p.m., we're here for Music Time, CITR 101.9.
Close the jour.
From Vancouver, that is Not In Line with a song called Hold Me Down off a brand new record from Nana called Like Before on Mint record that just came out the beginning of the month. Went to the record release show, really fun at the Red Gate. Thunder Queens before that. They are from London, Ontario, brand new record from them that just got released yesterday. The record is called Strike One. The song I played is called Low V. The band is three-piece, as I said, from London, Ontario. Consists of Violet Brunei, Lola Heyman, and Clara Magman. And, yep, it's a follow-up to their self-titled debut that came out in 2020. So this is the second record from the band. I play Corridor before that. They are from Montreal. And the song I played was called Jump Cut. The record is called Mimi. And it was a pretty new one from them as well. Very new. Because so new that it's not out yet. It's coming out tomorrow. So basically out. Yeah, I don't know too much about them, but a bunch of nice, fun songs. And I think that one, even though it's called Jump Cut, I think it's in French. I am not entirely sure. It's on Sub Pop Records. Leith Ross, a song called Orlando off a record called To Learn. Leith Ross is based, more or less from Winnipeg, Manitoba, although it says Ottawa, on depending on where you read. But Leith Ross is, I think, on tour with a band called Bahamas or something like that, which I don't, well, maybe I should know what it is. They're playing at the, playing tomorrow night in Winnipeg at the Burton Cummings Theater. Saturday. So for all the listeners on this program from Winnipeg, Manitoba, can check Leith Ross out at the Burton Cummings Theater in Field, Winnipeg. If you're in Abbotsford, you can see the Sylvia Platters at the Banquet Room. If you're in Vancouver, you can see La Lune at the Green Auto or Freak Dream at Red Gate. A lot of stuff happening on Saturday. If you want to do things on Friday, I couldn't help you because I don't know what's happening. Oh, there's the Canucks game and the Jets game. So, yeah. Pax before Leith Ross with a song called Take Care. The album is called Melt the Honey. Pax is the moniker for Madeline Link. And yeah, very nice record. Listen to it while I'm working quite a bit. It's good music in the background. Nothing against that, but good for that. Jane Penny, Beautiful Ordinary, started off the set, I believe, with a song from the record Surfacing. All right, that is it for me tonight. Thanks for hanging out. Coming up very shortly, 11 o'clock, is Copy and Paste with DJ Autonomy. Stay tuned for that program. Next week, I don't believe we have a band. Yeah, we do not have a band, I don't think. But we'll work on getting bands for you. It's happening. For the latest information about who's playing on the show and various things and links to our YouTube channel, to our Flickr, which has photos, Instagram, all that stuff, go to radiohell.ca. That's revamped. The site's been redesigned. So I don't know. The information is still about the same, but just looks different now. So radiohell.ca. You can get links to podcasts to listen to us and blah, 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 blah. All right. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Amazon.